Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, I have two distinguished guests, Robert Rector, Chair of the Communications Department at the Delaware Technical and Community College, and Caitlin Cheney, student at the same program. Welcome both to the program. Thanks for having the time.
Thanks for having us. This is exciting.
And Rob, well, I'm very excited because in a recent visit to the Owen campus, I realized that the Delaware Technical and Community College has a lot to do with the arts. And well, I thought just important to share that with the public that might know or not know. But in any case, why don't you bring us up to speed in terms of the connection between DelTech and the arts?
Absolutely. Let's see. Last year, we had the opportunity to discuss showcasing some of our students' work at the Milton Theater, which is a wonderful historic theater in downtown Milton. A lot of history there, just beautiful exposed brick walls, and it just really lends itself to artistic endeavors. And through discussions with the owner of Milton Theater, we were able to secure a time in which we could use the theater for student works.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of student works that we showcased. We had a photography exhibit at the college. Sometimes we would screen the students' films within the walls of the college. But this gave us a tremendous opportunity to be able to showcase it to a wider audience, to invite the public, to invite business owners, to invite friends and family to come see it, all at this wonderful theater. So we hopped on that opportunity. Last year was our inaugural multimedia showcase.
Mm-hmm.
We just wrapped up our second one, probably about, I'd say, close to 180, 185 people in attendance.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Yeah. We had everyone from, you know, dignitaries to the college. Senator Ernie Lopez stopped by.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the students and their families and friends, and importantly, a lot of local business owners who could potentially be hiring some of our most recent graduates in the program were all on hand. It was a catered affair, and, you know, it was a lot of different displays, everything from photography to video to creative writing pieces that they spoke on stage, that they delivered on stage, and a lot of just very interesting multimedia booths and events there.
I have to say that we realized about that because Senator Ernie Lopez was tweeting from the spot, and he engaged DAA and other art members of the community in Delaware, and there you go. So he was promoting the event from the spot.
That's fantastic, and he's a big advocate for us. We certainly appreciate him taking the time out of his busy schedule to stop by and celebrate with us, and I think it lended some authenticity to the program as well, you know, just being able to reach such a broad audience.
There you go. And let me ask Caitlin, what's your involvement with the program, and what was your participation during the last show?
During the last showcase, I showed two photography pieces that I did in my photography class.
Okay.
And I also showed a short film trailer that I made in my film class.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there, and I spoke to people about my pieces of photography, and it was just a really great experience to be able to show the work that I've done here on a more, like, professional and wide level.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your approach when it comes to both the film and photography. What kind of photography interests you?
I really like doing portraits of people, and mm-hmm. one of my photos that I showed was a portrait and the other was a still life.
Mm-hmm.
This is my first semester here at DelTech and my first semester in the communications program, And so far, it's really surprised me, like, the involvement in the arts and the involvement with the community.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciated the chance to be able to show the community what I've been doing here.
And what about as a filmmaker?
As a filmmaker, that was something different and something I wasn't expecting to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed it, and it was a really fun learning experience for me.
And what was the approach in the film?
The approach, we actually had a very short time to make it. It was mm-hmm. just one class period to film. And so my group and I came up with an idea, and we just kind of went with it, and it worked out very well, we think.
Mm-hmm. Now,
there's a trailer.
Yes.
Sorry, Rob.
Mean,
I'll just kind of elaborate on it a little bit. There's a in the intro to film, they do a trailer challenge, and to level the playing field, we limit the time that they can film this trailer. The trailer has to be in the mold of they have to pick a particular genre. So it could be comedy, romance, horror, whatever. And they only have a limited time frame. So it's 2 hours in which they can film everything for this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can edit it together at a different time. But that's, you know, trying to have them work in a budgeted amount of time, much like a regular film production would.
Well, yeah, but time constraints and money constraints are always part of the recipe, particularly when it comes to independent cinema, which is probably the things that you have in mind for your students.
That's absolutely correct. Yes, we want to show them that obviously you have artistic vision, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, you have to retrofit that artistic visions into the parameters of the expectations of the money holders.
Yeah, and that doesn't change. That's always the case, right, Rob?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, let's talk about the implications, I would say, when it comes to the community. And Caitlin was mentioning somehow that connection with the community, and at some point some other discussion with you, Rob, we came across to the same situation that Delaware Technical Community College could play a huge role in terms of culture, in terms of the arts, in Georgetown. Caitlin, what's your take on that?
I think Del Tech really belongs to the community. It's a big part of the community here in Sussex County and here in Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really puts it in the unique position to be able to promote the arts and be able to show the things that students are doing here. And the things that we're doing here are something that the students can be proud of and that the community can really be proud of.
Indeed. And how about you, Robert?
You know, it's the community in community college. I mean, we're not only preparing them for work within the community, but I think we're also we're in a great position where we can provide a platform to interact with the community. You know, the showcase is just one example of how, yes, this is at its very core a showcase for our students' works within the school,
mm-hmm.
but they're providing something that is entertainment far beyond what a typical class project would be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we had people who've attended this 2 years in a row because they just like seeing the vision that our students have.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, they're creating photography, they're creating these very heartfelt creative writing pieces, cinema that resonate with the community regardless of the age, regardless of their interest,
mm-hmm.
Because art has the ability to do that. It can cut across cultures, it can cut across age, it can cut across any kind of barrier and speak to a wide audience.
Indeed, and let me bring Caitlin again, because people tend to think in occasions, Caitlin, that youngsters and individuals like you do not really care about the arts sometimes. What does your best friend or your friends say about this kind of exhibition and how does it connect with them?
My friends were all really excited to attend the showcase, and I had quite a few of them come and look mm-hmm. at my stuff and look at everyone else's exhibits. And I think that young people are excited about arts, and it does resonate with them, just maybe not in the same way that it's resonated with past generations, but we're still out here producing art mm-hmm. and looking at art and buying art, and we're interested in that.
Now, if let me ask you another question. If we were to think from an art institution's standpoint, if we were to think to reach out to your generation, what is the thing that we are missing? And what do we need to incorporate, or what do we need to forget about?
I think we just really need to work on resonating with the type of viewpoint that young people have and not look at it from an old or stale standpoint and mm-hmm. realize that people who are younger have similar struggles and similar issues and similar viewpoints of the older generation, and that we're not just, you know, too young to understand something or too young to really have thoughts or have a view on
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm. So you think that an exhibition like the one just finished at the Milton Theater should be preserved, continue, or expand somehow, in your opinion?
Absolutely. I think it should be expanded as much as possible, because I think it's a really great opportunity for everyone involved.
What do we need to do then?
Hire some people.
Isn't that always the case, Rob, that we don't have enough people to promote?
Because I know that one event alone taxes me to my very end. So... It is. It's a labor of love, but I mean, it's wonderful to see it resonate with so many. But you're involved with the arts. Something even as similar as, or something as simplistic as, or what may seem simplistic as mm-hmm. that, is an incredible event to put together behind the scenes from all aspects to make it run fluidly. It's a difficult process.
A labor of love. Well, yeah.
It really is. It's a worthwhile endeavor.
And let's continue talking about our love, which is the arts, and by re-engaging with the audience to let them know that you are listening into Delaware State of the Arts News Talk, 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. We are talking right now with Robert Rector, Chair of the Communications Department at the Delaware Technical and Community College, and with Caitlin Cheney, student at the same program. Welcome again to the show, and thanks for illustrating how things are changing, or maybe I should say not changing, but be more visible, if you will, Rob, when it comes to the arts in Sussex County.
Well, thanks for giving us yet another platform in which to reach an audience for all the things that our students are doing here.
And if that is the case, let me ask you, what do you want people to know from Del Tech in terms of the arts and maybe perhaps the communications department? And I'm going to ask the exact same question to Caitlin. What do we need to know, Rob, in terms of connecting the arts with the communications department? What do you want them to know that maybe don't know?
Yeah, I think... It's interesting. The field of communications, much like a lot of different fields, but in particular media and communications, it's evolving. Mm-hmm. I frequently say we're on the beach and we're watching this wave come in, and you know, technologically things are changing all the time and they're merging, and you know, we're not watching television the same way, we're not computing the same way, we're not getting our news the same way. So, you know, and all this is of, you know, various forms of communication. And as it evolves, you know, we attempt to, here at the college, we attempt to try to stay at least in step with that and provide our students the knowledge so that when they get ready to enter the job force, that they are prepared on many levels to accomplish any task that they're going to be required to in this field. So I think it also ties in with the arts well, because you can see in these projects that, yes, they are class projects, and, yes, they tie into the field of communications, but there's a passion behind a lot of them because it's an artistic flourish that they get to inject in this that you don't get to see on a capstone project, perhaps, or a thesis paper that you're writing where you have to, you know, cite all the sources. There's not that artistic flourish that that you see in those that they're able to put into their pieces here, and you can see them creating something wholly onto their own imagination, and that's just a really cool thing to see from my perspective.
Totally agree. And now let's remember that when it comes to reflecting the community, a concept that you both embraced, perhaps Georgetown is a city that reflects the new Delaware in terms of different populations coexisting and learning from each other. So that brings Del Tech, particularly Owen Campus, to the forefront of provoking perhaps conversations that might be not necessarily uncomfortable, but need to happen, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think that we have such an amazing, diverse population in this immediate area, and we would like to embrace it in all its forms, and artistically, politically, however.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, as a community college, we should reflect those changes and those shifts, be they cultural or whatever. I think that, you know, we need to be a mirror of the community in which we serve, and that should be in all of its various forms, and art is only one of them, but I think it's an essential one because as we stated before, I think that's one that is very accessible to the masses.
Indeed. And if I remember correctly, last time I checked the demographics for Georgetown particularly, my understanding is that perhaps close to 50% of the population has some Latino heritage. Is that correct?
I believe so. I haven't checked the latest figures on that mm-hmm. one, so you might be more in the know than I am on it. But that does seem to be reflected in the population within the school too.
Right.
Yeah, and that's something that, you know, we want to make sure that we incorporate mm-hmm. in everything that we do.
Indeed, Caitlin, you're taking on that.
I agree completely with Rob about the college reflecting the community and reflecting the culture of the community. And I also think as far as, like, the arts go and promoting the arts within our community, that people tend to discount community colleges and don't take them as seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Del Tech and all community colleges really are producing, you know, relevant content and important content that really does reflect the community better than perhaps a bigger university
mm-hmm.
would, because we're at a smaller level and we're closer to the ground
mm-hmm.
than, you know, another bigger university or bigger program.
That is indeed the case. I have to confess that in an occasion that I was looking forward to talking to Rob for some of their situations, I encountered a beautiful picture exhibition all over the place, which I didn't know. It took me by surprise, and I have to say, Caitlin, and I have to confess that I didn't know about that. So it took me by surprise, and I realized precisely what you are saying, because indeed a community college reflects perhaps closer the community they live in, and that offers a tremendous chance to relate to people more fully. So I completely engage and relate and understand what you are saying. Now, what do you want people, maybe your friends, to know about the arts, the Del Tech and the communications department? Is there something you want to share with them, maybe?
I just want people to come and check us out and look at what we're doing and give us a chance to show them that we are producing really great content and we're really working with the arts here. And I think we're doing a really awesome job with it.
There you go. Well, Rob, you have a really good student over there. And that brings me to ask you, in case of wanting to connect with you, let's offer the public the chance to get in contact.
Sure. Well, there's several ways, but before we do that, I also wanted to put an additional plug in. The work that Caitlin and her classmates have done as far as the photography is concerned, that's still on display and will be throughout the month of May at the Milton Theater. So if anyone is interested in viewing some of the work that our students are doing, it will be till the end of May at the Milton Theater.
Thank you.
And I invite anyone to come by and check it out. As far as the college is concerned, my email address is rector@dtcc.edu. It's probably the easiest way to get up with me.
Okay.
If you want to call me, then my number is 302-259-6470, and I'd be happy to answer any questions about the program, about what we do, about what we hope to do, about where we're going to go, anything.
Excellent. And with that, guess what? We're running out of time, but we could have another program that where we can talk about future plans and things of that nature. How about that?
I'd be happy to do that. I'm sure Caitlin would be as well.
Well, you are invited already. Let's just organize the next nice conversation. Caitlin, thanks so much for your time today. And Rob, always a pleasure to talk to you.
And you as well. Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Thank you.